This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. The Spotlight is on now. Have you ever been curious about cryptids like Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, or, since we're in Florida, the skunk ape? At the Orange County Regional History Center this Friday night, you can explore stories of fantastic creatures and their ties to Central Florida at the History After Dark event. It's the center's semi-annual after-hours program geared toward adults, and this time around, the theme is Swamp Legends. Curator of Education Callie Turner says these events are a peek behind the curtain of the History Center.
We like to see it as kind of a behind-the-scenes version of a visit to the museum. You'll get to do fun things that you wouldn't do when the museum's open on a regular day. We have special activities that match whatever the theme for that History After Dark is. We also have food trucks and cocktails, mocktails, and things like that, along with our famous, of course, mock trials in our historic courtroom.
Tell me about the mock trials.
They are honestly the highlight of History After Dark for guests. So we write different court scripts. They're like skits almost. And guests who come to History After Dark can volunteer to be a part of it. And so someone is the judge, someone is the witness, someone is a juror. And so anyone who comes can take part in it. The court trial is themed around either a real life story from Central Florida history that we've tweaked to be a little more fun, or it's a totally made up story based on the theme of the event.
Speaking of totally made up, or is it? Let's talk a little bit about the ties between Central Florida history and swamp legends, like some of the films that have been made here that are swampy themed.
I think the most iconic one is The Creature from the Black Lagoon, filmed at some of the Florida Springs. So that's one of the things that we're going to talk about and have activities based on for the night.
Now, anyone who knows me for more than 5 minutes knows that I love Halloween. And to me, Halloween season has already started. We hit August 15th. We're halfway through August. It's Halloween season for me. So let's talk cryptids. There's a famous cryptid around these parts called the skunk ape. So I understand there's going to be some cryptid slash skunk ape content. Now, for the uninitiated, skunk ape is sort of like the Southeast's Sasquatch, a swampy creature.
The skunk ape is one of the most famous cryptids in Central Florida. It's one that we get asked a lot about at the History Center, and we know if we mention skunk ape, people are excited. So at the event, you will get to be a part of what we're calling the Florida Bureau of Cryptid Investigation. And you will go through your interactive experience guide. You'll follow through the different case files to look for footprint samples, recognize different smells, and see if you can put them together to like find the elusive smell of the skunk ape, since people say that it has like a particular stinky swamp smell. You'll learn about what kind of investigator are you with a quiz. And this will help you not only learn more about the different cryptids and creepy stories of Central Florida, but it will also take you through the History Center's exhibits as well.
That sounds so clever. I hope you don't stink up the place. Oh, dear, I didn't know the skunk ape had a smell, but I suppose I maybe should have thought of that because of the skunk part of the name.
Yes.
Ew. So you mentioned there's a lot of theming that goes around each one of these events. So tell me about the theming around this one. Is there like a swampy drink or something? Ew, wait. A non-swampy green drink, maybe?
Yes, we do make themed cocktails and mocktails for each different event. So we will have some fun swampy but also tasty themed drinks for our guests.
What else happens?
Depending on the event, We do offer different entertainment. So this week we are having a special photo booth where you can share your photos and look all swampy and scary. We have a game room with retro video games and old board games. And also in the board game room, we will be doing trivia throughout the night that you can try your hand at Central Florida history trivia. So if you think you know a thing or two about cryptids, you should definitely try the trivia. We also have local historians and History Center staff who kind of wander the halls and talk about different things throughout the evening. So they'll be wearing buttons that say, ask me about blank. So if you are super interested in specifically skunk ape, you can find the person with that button and learn more about them and their tie to Central Florida.
When people come in, you say they've asked you about the skunk ape or they are kind of excited at the mention. What are some of the best Central Florida related cryptid stories?
Yeah, so we've talked about the skunk ape, which seems to be the most famous cryptid, which is the hairy, like, ape-like creature that roams the forests and the swamps. There's also the green swamp monster, which is a creature that has been seen moving through the wetlands and the dense vegetation of Central Florida. And then, of course, most areas have some form of sea serpent. So there was also the Pensacola sea serpent that was supposedly swimming with its giant body throughout the waters near Pensacola.
We have our own Loch Ness monster. I never knew that.
Yes, there's also the St. John's River monster, which is a little bit closer to us. And it's also some kind of large sea creature, a river creature.
Nessie's getting around, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So is there a gallery that stands out that you would like for folks to experience when they come for this?
We don't have an exhibit directly tied to any cryptids, but I recommend our natural environment exhibit to get a more scientific, realistic view of the animals that live in Florida compared to the stories of the cryptids that may or may not live here.
That was Kelly Turner of the Orange County Regional History Center. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.